Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Empower Me Show. My name is Pam Bright. I'm going to be your host for this show today. And I am here with my dear friend, Marvin, who is over on the East Coast. Where exactly are you located? Which state?
In Virginia.
In Virginia. Okay. So he's coming all the way from Virginia just to be with you folks. And I'm here in Washington State for you. And isn't it great that we can come together for these particular shows this way, right? Technology is so good. So glad that you're here. So glad that Marvin's here. And we are going to get started with our energy transmissions for you. In this episode, we've got lots of great energy transmissions as well as education for you to teach you how to embody all of who you are as a spiritual being having a human experience. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. I have my little friends today with me. I'm going to show you on the screen. This is a very clear guy that almost looks like glass. And this is, oh my gosh, I've lost the name already. Anyway, it's a little sweetheart. This is another little sweetheart that is the blue of that same kind of stone that I've totally forgotten the name of, but it'll come back to me. Those who are stone people, you know what I'm talking about with these guys. I think they come from lava, actually. They're worked with the earth and come from lava. And so they are bringing their energy to this moment. And I'm going to also get us focused in on our heart centers and who we are as light beings on planet Earth in human form. So we ask that our spirit teams, our spirit guides, our angels, our totem animals, all of the beings that we work with, whether we are aware of them or not, now come in fully into this present moment. And as we do that, we work with our breath, which is our sacred life within us. And we ask that that connect to the divine and bring that beautiful divine energy from source into our physical bodies. We can bring it in from up above us and invite it in through the tops of our heads and down into where we live. We can also bring that energy from the Earth Mother, our Earth Gaia, bring that in through our feet because the energies are connected together. So we ask that the Earth Mother's energy come up to meet the Sky Father's energy, or the heavenly energies, or the angelic energies, the planetary energies, whatever you want to call that energy of divine source. We bring them together into our human form now. Holy Son, I hear you. Holy Son, I hear you. Hi, away, hi, away, And you can use your own voice anytime to bring the vibrational match of the planetary energies as well as in your own voice together. And that's just one of many different sounds that come through me at any time for you to just bring us into this moment, into this sacred breath that we are. So welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. And Marvin, why don't you tell us how you've been and what's been going on in the last year?
Oh my goodness, it's been a year, hasn't it?
It has. So you started out at the Awakened Academy with me as we were going through the program. And you had just started on your coaching journey. So Are you still doing that? And what's happened for you since we met last year?
A lot of things have happened. I've been to several states. I stayed on my little journey, and it brought me back to Virginia, which was amazing. I am still growing and developing my spiritual transformation coaching, but I've also taken on a couple of new roles here in Virginia. I've started teaching at a local place called Full Distance, and I teach a Qigong for Beginners course virtually and in person, and I do a mindfulness meditation as well. And I started a meetup group, which I also do mindfulness meditations, and I do various spiritually based programs.
Wonderful, wonderful. So for folks that might not be aware of what Qigong is, can you give a little demonstration or a little understanding? Actually, both work really well to just kind of show what the energy system is with Qigong and what it is that you're talking about.
Absolutely, yeah. Qigong, it's probably dates back 4,000 years. It's been around for a very long time, and it's known as the world's oldest healthcare system.
Because I love that.
Qi, the word Qi translates to vital energy, and it's a vital energy that all of us have within us. And it's housed in what they call our lower dantian, which is just behind our navel. So that's where your qi energy comes. And the gong part of the qigong is how to put that into practice, right? How to harness that qi. We don't realize is that we're blocking all these energies that can actually help us physically, mentally, and emotionally, because we're unaware of it. Through, you know, the programmings and you know, our busy lives, we just block, right? And it manifests in ways that, you know, pain, where you may be considered a hypochondriac. You're feeling a physical pain, but there's no medical symptom to it, right? There's no medical proof that it's a pain. It's psychosomatic. That's your body telling you that there's something blocking our energy here. So a lot of what Qigong does is breath work, right? And the one that we use most in Qigong for breathing is the bellows or the belly breath, where you inhale through your nose and fill your belly. And then when you exhale, you can exhale either through your nose or your mouth, but make sure you're exhaling it all out. I mean, you want to bring your gut almost till it's reaching your spine, right? Because that's where your lower dantian is. You're releasing that, right? You're giving it new energy. So the whole practice of Qigong is built around gathering the energies around us to increase our qi, right? And these movements are designed to allow the qi to flow into you. I'm just creating a new beginner's course. I'm going to put it on udemy.com, where I go in very detailed step-by-step on each move. There's 18 basic movements for beginners, And five of those movements are what we call five elementals of Qigong, where they focus on certain vital organs. There's one for the heart, there's one for the lung, one for the spleen, the kidneys, and the liver. And those five are part of the 18. But when you do those five, it's really harnessing those energies through your meridians, which are in your hands and your feet and your underarms, into your qi, so that qi can go to work, right? It's going to focus on your pancreas. And now there have been some Mayo clinic studies done that have proven that Qigong, the practice of Qigong, lowers your blood pressure, and it actually decreased the percentage of blocked arteries in some of their patients dramatically. Wow. One gentleman went from 45% blockage to 15% by doing Qigong, but also a couple of things that I'm going to show you if time allows, that you can just practice. They're Tantian Qigong, so they're not the actual physical movement of the Qigong, but they're practices that you can do in your home that, you know, if you do them with the right intention, will heal things. Like, they've proven that cancer has been cured in some patients by just doing these practices every day.
Oh, I believe that. Absolutely. Well, it's very interesting that that you're doing that. I think it's really important to bring as many modalities that we can use naturally into the earth plane now. Especially I'm working with the Full Body System Wellness Program that I developed back in 2020, and we're revamping it, fluffing it up, and expanding it so that it's really juicy for folks. We're going to be launching that probably April, May, maybe a little bit into June. I'm not exactly sure a date for that, but it's really based on the same kind of thing you're talking about, where we talk about, look, there's so many different diseases and illnesses on the planet now that are undiagnosed, the doctors are baffled because they don't have a textbook for them. They're showing up because our world is changing and shifting in so many different ways that we don't know how to relate to them. And so we're bringing these ancient practices that have been around for a very long time, hundreds to, you know, hundreds and hundreds, thousands even of years back or forward, if you will, so that we can take charge of our health and our well-being. So I would love to hear a little bit more and see how we're bringing that in and give some folks a real basis for, this is a really great place to start, right? And it's as simple as using our breathing to harness that. Really, like, that's the source. That's the beginning, right? And I say we are source because we are. I believe that we chose to come into human form, and we came in as a little bit of source. See, source said, I want to experience myself. So here, you are a soul. So let's bring you into human form. So that's my belief structure. You can adopt that if you want. Anybody who's listening, that's something that works for me. And that doesn't mean that I don't pray. That does not mean that I don't believe in something outside of myself. It actually is inclusive in all of that, which is really awesome, because we're able to bring all of the different support structures that are available to us now in a way that wasn't ever available before. So we're going to take a little break so that those of you who want to call in can actually call in and ask Marvin or I some questions about your life, about your struggles, about your challenges, about, you know what? What is this Qigong stuff and how can I use it? Then we're going to get some demonstration from Marvin about how this practice can manifest for you, give you some exercises for that, and then talk about what all of that has to do with you, the human on this planet, and what you're going through. Because I believe that we all come to any certain call. This is a call to action. This is a call to your life. We come to a book, we read a book, we listen to a song, we talk to a friend because we need connection, and we need sacred connection with the divine. And so this is a call for you to really come together with who you are in a powerful way so that you can be supported in the best possible life that you can create for yourself. So we're going to be right back. And those of you who want to call in, the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. And we look forward to your call.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion, with me, Carrie Knutson, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnutsonSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Artfully Askew with Deb, an artist's way of navigating life. Listen or watch every first Tuesday at 4 p.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are not alone. Life is about connection, and art is always with us. Deb welcomes those who dare to step into a space of genuine comfort and celebration, all with the healing power through art. For more information about Artfully Askew with Deb, an artist's way of navigating life, visit ArtfullyAskew.com.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I'm here with my dear friend, Marvin Camacho. Is that how you say your name?
Got it. Perfect.
The last names always throw me in whenever I bring somebody in. So I'm glad that I got it correct this time. So Marvin is a Qigong practitioner as well as a teacher. And we were just talking at the break, and I was letting him know that I did take a four-day class for Qigong through, it was when I was a massage therapist. A bunch of us got together and did this huge workshop for 4 days. And the thing that I remember the most is the practice of gathering the chi energy from outside of us as well as inside of us and harnessing it. And so it's a matter of pulling it together into this ball of energy that's movable, right? Like this. So with, and I know you know what I'm talking about because I'm sure that you've experienced that yourself and probably used that. So can we go a little bit further into that, what I'm talking about and what that means, and how do we do this pulling of the energy or gathering of the energy so that it's usable for our lives?
It's that's what the chi is, right? But it's all about the balance, right? You have your exterior, energies, but you also have your own inner energies. And that's why the practice of Qigong is so important, because as you're doing, learning these methods and you're doing, incorporating the breathing, you're bringing in new energy, and you'll start to, as you're doing the practice more, you will feel when you're doing the flow of movements as if you're getting a resistance. That's the energy, right? So now we're taking the energy that we're now harnessing, and we're bringing it into that ball, that energy ball, right? We want to bring them together, almost like, the spinning Merkaba. If you're familiar with the Merkaba, it's always spinning. That ball should always be spinning, right? And if it's not, that's a block. So our intention is to gather that energy from all sides, from within and from without, as above, so below, and put it into a ball of energy, and set the intention that this is how you want to be going forward.
That's perfect. So actually, Bobby's on the line now, and I know that this would be fascinating for him to actually experience. So bringing him on the line, would you be willing to walk him through that with him on the phone? He's not going to be able to see you because his eyes are... He doesn't have eyes that see out, but he's very, very connected to energy, and he's one of my clients. So let's bring Bobby on the line.
All right. Hi there, Bobby.
Hey, guys.
Hi, hey, Bobby. So you're here with Marvin. Marvin, I think, has been with you before last year.
Yeah.
And so I thought, we were just talking about the energy ball for Qigong, and I thought it would be really great for you to experience that with him, and he can take you through a little process for gathering that energy together and using it for your body as well as for your life. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Awesome. So you'll need to put your phone down and just on speaker, however you have that.
Put my phone on speaker?
Yeah, so that it's not in your hand if you are holding
it. Okay, I put the phone down.
Great. All right, Marvin, so take it away.
Okay, so Bobby, first I want you to know where your chi is located. So I want you to take your three fingers and put the first finger where your belly button is, and then measure down below two fingers. That's where your chi is. So now what we're going to do is I want you to close your eyes, and above your head, about 12 inches above your head, I want you to imagine a very white, bright light. Don't have to necessarily see it. Just believe that it's there. And what you want to do is you want to harness that light, and you want it to come into your body. You want it to see it coming in through your skin, okay? And then you're going to allow that, once it penetrates your skin, I want you to bring it in and let it go throughout your entire body. And as soon as it goes through your body, I want you to see it coming into a ball right into your lower dantian, where your chi energy is. You're going to take a deep breath and focus on that energy ball. I want you to see it. I want you to see it coming together, forming as a ball. And on the exhale, I want you to see that ball coming back out of your body through your skin as smoke. And what you want to do is you want to intend for that smoke, which is energy that doesn't belong to you anymore, to go to the end of the universe. So you're harnessing that chi energy, bringing it together, and anything that doesn't belong there anymore, you're going to send out through your skin as smoke to the ends of the universe with unconditional love and gratitude. So then, now the next time that you do this, you can do this as often as you like, that energy ball is going to be bigger now, right? Because you released. So now as you go back and do this practice and you send more energy out to your body as smoke to the ends of the universe, every time you bring that energy together again, it's going to expand and get bigger and brighter. And now you're actually starting a really nice healing practice for yourself.
Cool.
So as you were doing that, Marvin, what I was imagining is that the energy, we were bringing it together. So my hand automatically went up, and so this hand is actually not pulling the energy, but receiving the energy from source, from the star systems, from all of our guides into this hand. And then this other hand is the energy inside of myself. And I was imagining that ball is growing, and then I'm putting them together.
Beautiful.
And that's the creation of it. And I love that releasing with the smoke out. That's really, in the Native American tradition, smoke is the signal to Great Spirit that we're ready to release.
Beautiful.
We're being serious about the releasing. So that's a really great visual to have, to really release out what we no longer need and then pull in what we do need in this moment. So Bobby, how was that practice for you that Marvin just gave you?
That's pretty good.
Awesome. Did you have any questions for Marvin or any requests?
Basically, I just, it's been, tomorrow will be 2 weeks since Charlie made her transition, and I was just looking to see if maybe he had any messages or from any of my guides. I know he knows very much about Ariel. I was wondering if he had any messages from either Charlie or Mary or Ariel. And of course, I want one of your light language blessings.
And remember, you have more than three guides, honey. You've got lots of guides. So,
I'm just thinking about this.
I know you're thinking about the three main ones. I get that. So just remember that you've got a team of protectors and team of guides for you. So allow all of them to support you. Okay. So Marvin, do you have anything that you can offer Bobby as far as suggestions, coaching, healing, anything that's coming through for Bobby to use for today?
Yes, there's actually two things that came through, and this is, well, it'll be for you, Bobby. I'm not sure how this resonates for you, but the lotus flower came very clearly in the circle of life. So Charlie's transitioned into the next circle. So very well protected. And the next thing that came in was a lily. Does lily signify anything to you, whether it's a name, whether it's a flower? But I saw the flower.
Okay. That's interesting. Lily and lotus
and also,
flower.
Right now, just Palm Sunday is going to be significant for you. You're going to receive some confirmation there. So whatever you're trying to manifest, Palm Sunday is going to be a big day for you.
Cool.
And is Palm Sunday before or after Easter?
I think it's this week.
Before,
okay. All right. It's been a long time since I was connected to those dates in the church, so I don't remember, but that's great. So Paul, and look up what the significance of Palm Sunday and the
lily.
And the lily have to do with your connection to Jesus Christ, sweetheart. Because remember we're dismantling the fear around that religion for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So look at the purity of Palm Sunday and the the way that Jesus Christ was honored that day. Remember that. They laid down the palms for him so that he could walk, so that he could walk across the palms, the palm leaves on the ground. That's what I remember. I'm having that visual really strongly right now. Okay, so there's something about honoring your past and allowing the great things about your past to come forward.
Cool.
Because the tendency that we have is to just, what they say, throw the baby out with the bathwater. You don't need to, you don't need to throw it all away. You get to keep the pieces that work for you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, keep the good parts and get rid of the not so positive parts.
Right, just release them. They're not yours to keep. All right, so let's give
you some, right, that's for sure.
Yeah. So let's give you some light language to get through your day and allow yourself to allow your sphere of influence with support to expand, to allow in all of the guidance that wants to be there for you. Ara etana net, ara dabatit, ara batetit, utarambatik, ara batike badaite, nona sarabada etaramade dadabaine, uta sarametu araba itu amada ia. Anama yeda ba itamaneku amanakie. So I just, I've never met Mary, but I just heard Mary, and I saw two beings above you. So that'll be probably Charlie and Mary are working together now. And so they're around you a lot. So allow them to assist you in your life and let go of the attachment to the physical form of them and allow their spiritual essence to teach you. Okay, that makes sense? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Bobby. Have an amazing day and let's keep in touch.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you too, hon. Have a great day.
Many blessings.
All right. So the thought has come to me actually even before we started talking today. I'd love to hear how you are bringing your spiritual life coaching practice and Qigong into this work that you're doing. How are they a good fit together?
They're a perfect fit. Because I've done a lot of work on my physical body on my journey, and I've done a lot of work on my spiritual body as well, on my soul. So this, like that energy ball, I'm putting them together, right? So now what I can do more for my clients is show them these easy ways that doesn't cost anything. Everybody has this fear of, you know, making more of investment, although you are worth the investment in yourself. And I like to practice what I teach. I just hired a coach for myself as well, because there were some things that, as deep as I go, there's still some blocks there. So that's what this all brings, right? You have to ask for help when you need the help, regardless of where you are on your spiritual path.
Amen to that.
Yeah, but bringing Qigong and into my clients, I have a client I'm speaking with tonight that I sent him some video footage of the practice of Qigong, and now he does it quite regularly. And he was in a position where he actually met some people and started teaching them as well, because the benefits are exponential, right? And it's still a mind, body, soul practice, right? It's not all about being spiritual and woo-woo. It's about just your intention. The main focus of Qigong is what you intend, where you intend to bring that new energy. You know, what aspect of your life needs to be healed. And as you know, on your spiritual journey, that changes all the time. So you can change your intention and bring in that new energy through Qigong. So it's very transformational. And it grows as you grow.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'm so glad to hear that. So we just had a caller that called in. Any of you who are kind of on the fence about calling in, don't be shy. We don't bite, I promise. If you can't get through for whatever reason, you can always type in what you want. If you're on Facebook, you can type into the chat there and we'll get that message. If you want to type in the chat line on Transformation Talk Radio, we can do it that way as well. We want to hear from you. This is a time for you and I to connect soul to soul, heart to heart, as well as with my guests. And so Marvin is absolutely here for you, absolutely available to you to help you with really navigating this journey. I say navigating a lot because I think of this journey like as a ship or a great boat that we travel through in the waters of our emotional lives. And the more that we can be in our emotional bodies with who we are as feeling beings, the more that we can really experience what humanity is all about, right? I mean, animals, they have a cry, but it's different than our physical cry as human beings, right? I didn't even know that animals have tear ducts, so I don't know that they actually physically have tears that come through them. That's our gift. That's one of our best gifts, in my opinion, because it shows not only our sadness, but our joy, right? Sometimes it shows we're so angry that we are crying from that anger, right? Or our whole face gets beet red because we are so angry that, you know, we've got to express it. And it shows up, you know, on our bodies and on our skin. So when I say navigate, that's what comes up for me. But, you know, a pilot also navigates through the skies. And so our journey, what comes through with that is that our journeys are not linear. it's not a straight line. So we kind of go this way and then we go over here and then might go up, we might go down, right? We just need to allow ourselves the experience of living the way that it just shows up for ourselves. And if for any reason you're stuck and you feel like you can't move, that's the time to work with these energy techniques that we always have available to you on this program. So if you were to say, let's say, 3 to 5 different words or steps for getting unstuck in life, how would you use what you've been taught as a life coach and what you've been taught as a Qigong practitioner to assist people that are feeling stuck right now?
Absolutely. The one word that brings both of these together is trust, right? First, spiritual life coach. I do the work for myself so that you can trust that I'm coming from a place of experience and absolute compassion and love. Mm-hmm. And Qigong also, that you have to trust that you are harnessing these energies, right? Because in the beginning, you're not going to feel them because you're going to have blocks about it. So it's about trusting the process and doing the breath work that goes along with it. And one of the first things that I always start off my Qigong classes is I teach you how to use the most important muscle that's in your body that we seldom use.
That's great.
Smiling alone shifts your energy immediately, right? So very important. I start that, you know, because people get so caught up. It's like, oh my God, I don't feel anything, no energy. Smile. It's there. Trust that it's there.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that so much. I love that. So yes, you can even go further with that as you're smiling. If it's like, well, I don't even know if I'm really smiling. I might be grimacing a little bit. Just work with the muscles in your face. That's an exercise practice for reducing stress. You want to reduce your stress? Just do something like this where you're like, you know, move your face all around and your jaws and your eyes and squint them and have them really big again. You know, you can move your head around, you can move your neck around, you know, whatever it takes to kind of wake up the whole body system, right? But work with those different muscles in your body. There's a whole world of those kinds of stress relievers that I have been taught through the years of tightening and then relaxing each muscle in your body. And that is directly connected to moving the energy that is all around us, right? So you feel stressed out, you feel like you're inundated with data, you feel like the world is, you know, kind of coming in on you. Release it. Right? Shake it off, brush it off, dance it out, sing it out, you know, bang it out with a drum. Do whatever you can to just release it out, right? What are some other practices that you use to reduce stress?
It's funny you said shake it off, right? I recently, you know, started following this master Chen Yu, and one of the things that he taught me to help shake it off, right, to release the tension is very simple practice. As you stand up and you just bounce, and then you put your hands up and let your wrist flop and just bounce and shake, right? Shake it off. You're bouncing it out. And I start my rising with bouncing every day.
That's great. I love that. Yeah. So shake it off, guys. Just shake, 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 shake it off. That's great. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Okay, cool. So we've given you guys lots of ideas about different ways to move energy, to work with energy. You might want to try this energy ball system that I just talked about. If you're a person that is like, oh, all the energy's outside of me, right? If you're that way, pull it into you, right? If you don't want the energy of the world, but you want it directly from source, right? You can imagine the sun, okay? And just, if you're a person that visualizes, you can visualize the sun. If you aren't a seer, but you're a feeler, feel the heat from the sun on your skin. And pull that into your body. If you're more a person that's like, God, you know, I want to feel the energy inside of me, as Marvin mentioned, go to your belly button and then put your hand down into the lower belly, into what he calls the dantian, which is above your pelvis, and it's between your pelvis and your belly button, and then feel that energy within you, and it will grow. Use your breath, your breathing to expand it, right? And then all that energy can go right into the palm of your hand, and just imagine that it's growing. And then you can just expand it out, and you can pull it in with your breath. There we go, right? And make it as big as a balloon, and then expand it even bigger. And then you can pull it all into you, right? That's another way that you can work with energy to bring it into you. All right. So what are some other things that you feel is really necessary for people to know about you, Marvin, about some goals that you have, about your life, about what you're working on with your business?
Yeah.
You know, what is it? What's going on?
Well, the main reason I hired a coach is to help me break through And because I want to be, I want to travel. I want to do this online everywhere I go. So I, my next plan is to climb Mount Denali, which is 22,000 feet in Denali, Alaska. And on my way there is to have motivational speaking events, right? So that I have multiple sources of income. So that's what I'm working on now very diligently. And it takes a lot, it takes goal setting, it takes planning, mm-hmm. it takes intention. And then it all takes letting go, right?
Yes, it does.
Also letting it unfold as it's meant to without overthinking sometimes. And that's
how do you work with your brain with this overthinking, overanalyzing, thinking you have to struggle to make it happen? How do you work with that?
Well, the first thing you have to realize is that everything's an experience. It's not bad or good. So just taking the labels off of everything, right? This is my situation now. Let me be here with it. Let me figure it out. Allow what's naturally going to unfold. And for everybody, that's different. And some of it looks tragic and some of it's scary and some of it's sad. But allow it to be there, right? You have to allow those things to come in, get through the experience, then release it. Don't hold on to it. Don't carry that like a badge of honor. I'm a victim of blah, blah, blah. Because those things keep you blocked. It keeps you in those vicious cycles. So really allowing yourself to just experience those things really gets you out of your overwhelm, right? Try not to multitask. I know that we've been taught that multitasking is good, makes you great, but multitasking, you don't focus on one thing, so you never finish anything fully. that was my big takeaway from my first meeting. So it works.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a great starter of lots of things, and I'm not a great finisher, but I'm working on it. And that's the thing, guys, about that's great about coaching. If you have been thinking about you wanted to have somebody to work with and you weren't sure, do I go the counseling route? Do I go the coaching route? Do I just need a mentor? You know, do I need to read a book? What do I need, right? Well, coaching is great in that it takes all of the past, right? We all have past stuff that we've either dealt with or not dealt with. And it says, okay, given that you've got all that past history, all that stuff from back there, we're not going to focus that on that yet. That's there. It'll still be there when you want to focus on it. But in coaching, what we do is, where are you right now? And what do you want? Like, what's your future look like? How do we want to create it from here forward? That's what the coaching world does for you. If you're thinking about, do I want a counselor or do I want a coach? Counseling is great too. I've done a lot of counseling for myself. And counseling is great, especially if folks are dealing with trauma. If you've got trauma and you've got, you know, a lot of tragedy in your life, a lot of unresolved issues that you're not sure what to do with them, then a counselor might be best for you, right? And even with that, you can get stuck in all of this stuff is right here, right? And you're not able to even see what's there. So allow yourself to have this stuff here, but then have some windows open so that you can peek out a little bit and people can see you. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to let people see your tears. It's okay to not be perfect. And that's the kind of stuff that we talk about on this program, is allowing yourself in this moment to be as real as you are. Allow yourself to be human. That's a good question. So for you, Marvin, yeah, on your spiritual journey, what would you say are some of the issues, past experiences, worldviews, self-views, stuff that's been in the way that you would say now are resolved or you're working on, or you feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel and it's not a train?
Well, yeah, you touched on quite a few of them, and vulnerability is a big one. You have to allow yourself to be vulnerable. And I speak about these. I created a YouTube channel, and I was pulled into it by my soul. My soul's like, you have to start this. I'm like, I have nothing to say, right? And 250 videos later, I guess I had a lot to say, and a lot of it gets channeled to me. But in my past, I was an introvert, and I had an identity crisis, right? I wasn't vulnerable. I didn't trust people. But if you put me in a and five of my friends together in a room, they would all think I was somebody different because I was different with everybody. I had all these blocks and all these protections around myself. Meanwhile, I had no idea who I was. I was a piece of this person. I was a piece of that person. I did this because that person did it and it made me popular with them, right? Creating this channel was huge for me because it allowed me to be vulnerable and to share my real truths. Now, anything that I put out there, it's really who I am. It's not me pretending to be somebody or wanting people to think I'm a certain way or want to look, come off as something different. This is me. But these videos I create are for me, right? Because as I'm putting them together, I say, wow, that message was for me. So it's to inspire me to listen, right? To stop and listen. This is what you need to work on now. And my latest one was stubbornness, because I was being very stubborn. And I channeled that video through, and now I'm working on my stubbornness.
Nice.
So now these videos are out there. If somebody else, it inspires somebody else, great. But my intention with these videos is to channel the message for whomever is supposed to receive them. And 9 times out of 10, it's from myself.
That's great. Awesome. So, all right. So I just saw you standing up and showing us some Qigong moves that will assist people in some next steps for their life. So I don't know what that looks like, but that's what I saw. So that's what I'm going to give you to go with.
I do have one of the most important things, and people think that Qigong is just like Tai Chi, where it's all karate type, you know, doing this. It's all about harnessing and just being in that moment, right? So that everything flows together. But another aspect of Qigong is called Tantian Qigong. And these are to get you out of your moments, right? Because Qigong, you can set time to do. But when you're at work and stressing, you're like, I need something. So I'm going to give you a couple of things that are really going to just help you come back to center. And they're also healing. Again, there have been some studies done on these that they have some physical benefits to your system. And one of them is called cupping. So cupping you can do anywhere. And it's just to wake up certain meridians, right? To send in some energies. And these energy centers are attached to an organ, right? So cupping, we start it very simply. You're going to clap 9 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And you're going to cup your hand and you're going to slap your left inner elbow. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You're going to do it to your right side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And you do that 3 sets. So it's 9, 9, 9. Then you're going to do your under your armpits. Left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So it's first clap, then your inner elbows, then your armpits. You do them 9 times each, and then you repeat it 3 times. And that has been proven to wake up your meridians, right? Meridians are energy sources in our bodies that interact with some of your major organs. And a lot of the stuckness that we feel, the stuck energies, are in one of your organs. It may manifest as a pain in your back or a sciatica, right? Which is actually your kidney, or it's coming from your liver. Those are all these harnessing these energies that it's psychosomatic. It's not physical.
Okay.
So doing these cuppings right now, you're energizing yourself. And then when you find the source, breathe into it. now all that energy that you just created is going into that stiff neck or that back pain or whatever you're feeling in the moment. And if you're stressed at work, taking 5 minutes out of your day to do that, it's going to bring you new energy, right?
That's great. That's great. So another thing that that just came in too, as you were doing that, is how are the meridians and the chakras connected? How can we do like a wake up for the chakra system along with that?
Well, as you know, your lower dantian is in your sacral chakra. So that's already the hub, right? And that's where you get a lot of issues, you know, sexual issues.
Okay.
Things that you perceive from your mind are really important in your life, right?
Okay, great. Awesome. Okay, so we do have to wind it down now. How can people get a hold of you to get more information, to work with you, to kind of get more information about Qigong? How can they find you?
Okay, you can go to my website. It's marvincamachotlc.com. That's marvincamachotlc.com. And it has some links for you to sign up for a 15-minute decompression session. And then it's a 15-minute free session, and we can just discuss, where you are and what, if I'm the right fit for you, right?
Cool. Awesome. Yay. Well, thank you, Marvin, for coming on. It's always a pleasure to see you. I'm so glad. And yes, please look me up when you come to Washington State. I'd love to see you. And folks, if you want to connect with me personally, you can reach me at brightbutterflynetwork.com. And I will connect with you there. I've got lots of great things to share with you, including the Full Body System Wellness Program that we're developing. We will be back next week, where it will be, I believe it'll be April. So we'll be doing our energy work again together. So I love you guys. I'm so glad you tuned in. I know that these particular shows go quite quickly. And so if there's anything that you missed, know that you can find us here at Transformation Talk Radio every Thursday for the Empower Me show. Or you can connect to Marvin on his website or me on my website. So have an amazing day, folks. Know that you're loved and know that your life is up to you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.